Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone and friends. My name is Nancy Adler, and I'm excited and grateful to welcome you to the debut broadcast of GamblingOnLife.com, a unique name for a business and broadcast, I know, but my testimony is far from ordinary. Gambling on Life is a business and a movement to inspire everyone to begin today to fulfill their vision and passion, believing that we cannot change our past, yet we can beginning today, make the decision to take our lives into our own hands and live the life of our dreams. For those of you that I have not had the privilege to share my story with, please allow me to introduce myself and share my story with you. My name is Nancy Adler, and my story begins a little over 5.5 years ago. July 9th, 2003, I placed my last bet in a gambling casino. It was on my only daughter's birthday, and I was so broke that I did not even have enough change to buy her a gift. That was the number one causative effect for me to stop gambling once and for all. I was financially bankrupt, spiritually bankrupt, had lost my marriage of 16 years, and found myself living in a home for women who suffered from domestic violence. Now, I had lost far more than money. I had lost 13 years of my life. And more importantly, I had lost myself and what was most important to me in life. I lost that day, but I ended up winning in the biggest game of all, life. So today I carry a poker chip with me each day to remind myself of just how far I've come in life and how blessed I am to be alive today. I made a decision on that day that I was going to win my life back one step at a time. I knew I had to make some serious changes, and those changes needed to come from me. So I pulled myself up by my bootstraps, immersed myself in Gamblers Anonymous and personal development studies, and began my journey back to success. Again, I knew I had a lot of work to do. Yet I promised myself that day, when I got back on my feet, I was going to give back. I had a lot of experience in the corporate world, yet I always felt there was something more. I wanted to have a business of my own and contribute to the success of others. I wanted to make a difference. I didn't at that time know what that business was or what it was going to look like, but I did have a vision and a mission statement, though, and I began from there. I wanted to leave a legacy where my life was categorized by the lives that were positively impacted through my character. I wanted to build something that would stand to the testament of the owner. I explored and completed due diligence on many businesses over a period of time. And as I say in my ebook, when I found this business, I knew immediately it was it. I had a passion for the product and service of personal development and coaching and mentoring that had transformed my life. And I knew that passion would drive me and my business and allow me to begin to give back. What I'm saying to you is this. If you are searching for change in your personal or business life, you will know it when you see it too. What is it for you? And how can I help? Today, my life is totally transformed. I'm a successful business owner in the personal development arena that I am so passionate about. I am a compassionate coach and mentor. I love to share my story. I am an author of an ebook entitled I Am Betting on You, a short inspirational story of my journey to success. I'm completing another book and launching a magazine entitled Gathered by Gambling on Life to help raise funds for a home for women and children in transition and for a home for gamblers in recovering treatment. I have a website and a blog. I am an expert author, e-zine author. I have a podcast, and now this radio show. I am blessed to have a social network approaching 3,000. Now, I do not share all of this to impress you or puff myself up, rather to impress upon you that I have done it, and so can you. I have been learning that my greatest successes come through the testimonials of my colleagues and clients. So I would love the opportunity to read some of them to you this evening. Hi, Nancy. I am so blessed to have you as my coach. After just 3 weeks of coaching, you inspired me to move forward to complete my book after 20 years in the making. Thank you for your gentle coaching, inspiring me to take action and submit my book for publishing. I am so excited. Janine Mercer, author and entrepreneur. Hi, Nancy. Thank you for sharing your coaching with me. You have brought positive impact to the personal development industry. What an encouraging story. I recommend anyone to be mentored by you. I am sure with your coaching, they will go far too. Kudos. Husband Karango, founder of thesecretwill.com. Hey, Nancy, you are correct that it takes courage to change. I stepped out in faith 9 months ago, and I pray every day for the willingness to keep growing. Thank you so much for your coaching and inspiration, Nancy. I feel great about moving forward on what we discussed in our last meeting. I will keep you posted in our next coaching session. Talk soon. Kimberly Nemes, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Dear Nancy, you have been my one-to-one coach. Thank you for being so instrumental in coaching me through changing my own thinking in so many areas of my life. It allowed me to move forward to success, making better decisions personally and professionally. Thank you, Nancy. Vanessa Stefan, Gold Medal Coaching, Certified Life Coach. Dear Nancy, you are so determined and passionate about improving the lives of others. You have my utmost respect and gratitude for our business association through our quest for personal growth. When desiring a caring and compassionate coach, I highly recommend anyone contact you, Nancy, immediately. Tish Tisherman, The Corporate Alternative. Dear Nancy, I just had some time to read your ebook, and it is great. Wow, talk about change. Keep up the great work. You always keep a positive attitude and are great to work with and very responsible. I highly recommend anyone to do business with you. Cheers, Brian C. Quigley, Vice President, RedHotFranchises.com. Hi, Nancy. Great video and website. I look forward to using it in referrals to my clients. Congratulations on all your true successes. Jenny Roden, Intervention Network. Hi, Nancy. You are so generous with your knowledge and experience, and at the same time, expect others to take responsibility for their own efforts and actions. You fully live the principles of recovery and have numerous skills and successes as a coach and mentor. I look forward to our interview soon to share my keys to success in this business that we both hold so dear. People who look to you for guidance in their own personal development, whatever form that takes, will find a leader. Debbie A. Orr, PhD, founder of www.growinginspirit.net. So with that, my friends, I welcome and encourage you to visit my website, www.gamblingonlife.com. Please send for my ebook, I Am Betting on You. It is my gift to you, a short inspirational story about my journey to success. Feel free, certainly, to pass it along to someone that you care about. I would love to get your feedback on that. Just send me an email. I do offer a complimentary coaching session. I would love to hear from you and learn more about what you are working on and how I may help and support you in that. I would like to take this opportunity to extend a heartfelt thanks to each and every one of my coaches and mentors that have stood by me each step of the way these past few years. It is a reminder that they could not do it for me, but I did not have to do it alone. A special thank you this evening to Sam Crowley of EveryDayIsSaturday.com. Thank you, Sam, for inspiring and encouraging me to tell my story and to never give up. You will always be a champion in my book. Thanks, Sam. And Kenneth Brown, E3C, PassionateEntrepreneurs.com. Thank you, Kenneth, for encouraging me to remain passionate and to continue to connect and collaborate and for helping me put together this broadcast. You are a great coach. Thank you, Kenneth. And Helen Burton with Love Yourself Coaching. Thank you, Helen, for being a gift to my continued growth. Thank you for allowing me to be myself and just reaching out to me and coaching me gently. You are indeed a coach's coach. Thank you, Helen. Please stay tuned, my friends and colleagues, four exciting interviews coming up later this month on this broadcast. I would like to close this broadcast by quoting Bill W. of Alcoholics Anonymous by saying, God loves you, and so do I. This is Nancy Adler with GamblingOnLife.com, and I am betting on you. So keep coming back. It's my turn to give back. It's my passion, you know. Good night, everyone.